actually had COVID on Christmas, which was a bit of a bummer. So I'm taking a couple of weeks kind of to rest and cracking on again in February. But thankfully, nobody in my family got it except me. So I was delighted that they didn't get sick, you know, because my mom is a nurse. So I was worried about that. So I just had to isolate then for the 10 days. So it was hard not getting to see family and all over Christmas time. But it flew, would you believe? Like, the 10 days did fly. I was just so excited because I knew that the single was coming out, and I was kind of just pushing for that. So, yeah.
You're out the other side of COVID, which is good news, yeah. And you're on the mend, which is definitely positive. But you started off 2022 very quick off the mark, bringing out that single Impact just on the 4th of January. So it must have been something that you were working on for quite a while before Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, that was actually originally recorded 2 years ago. And I wasn't sure about putting it out or not. Then over COVID, when I was kind of releasing my singles one by one, and I got time to kind of really kind of go back to the drawing board and make them sound exactly how I want them to. Like, I just added a couple of ad-libs and a bit of piano stuff myself, but Jer Karan did the piano for me 2 years ago as well. It was kind of like I was going to release it before Christmas because it was finished there in October, November. But I just said, I think I'll put it out in the new year. I just felt like it sounded more like me. Like how I began, if that makes sense.
And it's described as your most honest and most vulnerable song, and the lyrics definitely reflect that as well. Tell us the story behind it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was kind of a late bloomer in the love department, and I've only ever had two boyfriends. And my first breakup, I was kind of naive to like heartbreak and things. I had never experienced as like a teenager or anything, but basically it knocked me for six, you know. It was like the whole world was ending at that time. Like, so that's kind of what I wrote the song about. Like, it's literally called Impact, you know. I was never ready for the impact that did have. I really wasn't, like, you know, but it can, I tried to write it like ambiguous too, I suppose, and people can take what they want from it as well, you know. It doesn't have to be like about a breakup or a relationship ending. I think a couple of people have kind of come to me about different things, and they've said, you know, is it about this or that? I'm not sure. Like, and I just said, look, if you can connect to it and it's helping, that's just the main thing.
Yeah, we played it on the programme last week and it went down really, really well. And we'll play it again after the interview here as well. Tell us a little bit about your influences in terms of music, because I've followed you on social media now for the last couple of years. I know you're an emo at heart, but that doesn't really reflect in your music.
No, well, the next single that's coming out, it's kind of going that avenue. But like, I mean, growing up, My Chemical Romance, The Cure, The Used, Paramore, Taking Back Sunday, like Falling in Reverse, Escape the Fate, like, but at the same time then it was just like Lady Gaga, Ariana Grande, like Michael Jackson, like it's so many influences. Obviously Adele as well, and Amy Winehouse was a big one. And Hayley Williams from Paramore was a huge inspiration to me, singing wise and stuff, like growing up. Like, I was surrounded by music growing up. Like, my dad used to play Radiohead and Nirvana all the time, and he played guitar. So there was always music around, you know.
Yeah, and the song that you've brought out at the start of this month, that's your fifth single that you've brought out now since you started releasing music in 2020. What were you doing before that, though? Because I know you have been involved in music for a number of years.
Yeah, I mean, like, I songwrite every single day. I have done since I was seven, you know, never thinking that. It was just something that I did, you know. It started off as poems, and then Nanny got a keyboard when I was seven and I was just kind of off. But I played open mic nights in the Bean and Berry in Wexford for years. My mom used to bring me every week. I was underage and all, but they let me come in and stuff because obviously I wouldn't have been drinking. But it was a really lovely communal kind of singer-songwriter night. And I was, you know, I suffered with a lot of mental health problems and still do, and chronic illnesses, chronic pain. The list is kind of endless, and I didn't have the confidence back then to release stuff. But I knew leaving school that all I thought that gave me a purpose and that I could do was music. So I went to BIM when I was 17, transferred to WIT in Waterford to finish off my degree. So I did 1 year in BIM and then finished my degree in Waterford in 2015. So I got my music degree when I was 21. And then there was like a group in New Ross. It was called Confidence for Singing. And I entered this competition to like win a lesson and a course, you know. So I went and I started to write again because I had a dry spell there for a while. Like I couldn't pick up a guitar, a piano. I'd always write lyrics and stuff, but I just felt like I was undeserving and I wasn't good and all that kind of stuff. I still fight that every day. I think every artist does because you're your worst critic and that kind of stuff. But I attended this Confidence in Singing course and I met like other people of loads of different age ranges, you know, and we all sang together and we'd practice for a little secret singers concert for family and friends. And I had the opportunity to sing in front of people again since for the first time, like since 2015, you know. Now I did win an Adjudicator's Award in 2017 for singing an Amy Winehouse Back to Black cover for the Guinness Singing and Swinging Pubs in Wexford. So that was another boost. Then 2019 came along and I just saw on Facebook that Golden Discs were having this Golden Busker competition. And like Wexford Town isn't like, I get panicky going down Wexford Town for numerous reasons. But I said, look, I'm just going to go for it. And I did. And Michelle rang me and she said, you're through. Can you come down and busk on Wexford Town to see if you can get into the next stage? And I did. And all I had was this like Bluetooth speaker with like my piano playing in the background. And I was absolutely mortified, but I was so glad that I did it. Like I got to meet like the Frisky Gypsies and Aaron Berry as well. He's a well-known singer-songwriter. He did it too. Got through to the finals then and won in the Golden Busker in Kilkenny then, which got me the studio time. So I got to record my music professionally for the first time. And still, I'm going to do a Golden Buskers tour once kind of COVID settles another little bit, I think. I'm going to be performing my EP kind of in all their stores across Ireland. I have a music video coming up. That's being shot on the 1st of February with Barefoot Productions. Because I won a professional music video with that Golden Busker prize too. I did the singing and swinging pubs again in 2019 as well. And I sang Familiar Place, my own original song. And it actually won Best Original Song in the competition. But I have a photo shoot coming up on Saturday. It's kind of, everything is kind of starting to fall into place a little bit better, you know, as each single kind of drops, you just, I don't know, it's made me feel like I'm helping people. Like people reach out to me and say like this song has been a cure for this and that. And it honestly, I get imposter syndrome, like I do. But I think probably every artist does, you know. You're just like living your life and putting out music, and it's just, I couldn't have asked for a better response to all of my music because I was so nervous because everything is so personal, you know. But Impact is kind of, I suppose, the most raw and kind of how I would write songs because I'm not a producer. My other songs were produced by the Orchard Recording Studio, you know. But Impact was just piano and me. That was it. So I wanted people to hear that because that's kind of how I write. All of my other songs that I've released kind of sound like that too, to begin with. Also got an arts grant from the Arts Council, I'm so grateful for, which is going to help me fund my EP. Probably going to be an album, I'd say, at this stage. And that's going to be dropping at the end of the year too. So I'm just writing. I just have to keep doing this. And I just can't say thank you to everybody and to you as well for all the support for all my music, because honestly, it's still surreal to me. Even talking to you now, I'm like, is this real? I'm just I don't know.
It has been a crazy couple of years for you. And I mean, I've been following your music since the first single was released, but I always find it interesting going back before the first song comes out, because usually artists have worked so hard 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years before they bring out a single. And it just goes to show that you've been doing music for a long, long time before 2020. You mentioned there as well mental health. I know you're a strong advocate for that and you talk about it quite a lot in your music. And it does seem to strike a chord with people as well that listen to your songs.
Yeah. Like I was very nervous and I still am about kind of like, but then I don't want to give into the stigma either. Like sometimes I'm like, oh God, is it a bit too, you know, I don't want to dampen things or talk about it too much or people are going to get fed up with me talking about it, you know, but like, it's what I have and, you know, it affects me greatly and I know the fight and I know the struggle and I know allowing yourself to talk about it and people hide it so much, you know, And I just want to really remind people that everything on Instagram, like, you know, it's your highlights. It's the best bits. Like, you don't see everything that goes on. People see photographs and they think, oh, sure, she's grand or he's grand. But nobody really knows what's behind all of that. You know what I mean? So I do try to share as much as I can because it's really, really important, you know. And actually, Stuart Clark from Hot Press and Fíochna na Briannán on RT Radio 1, you know, they always comment like that advocate for mental health and chronic pain and chronic illnesses. And that means so much to me because that's what I really want to drill out there too with my music and who I am, you know, as Hallie. Like, because I know Hayley, like, is still trying to do it for herself, I suppose. But when I'm Hallie, I feel like I can talk about it more, if that makes sense. You know, I feel
absolutely,
like,
absolutely, yeah.
I'm not this Hayley that has these mental health illnesses and chronic illnesses, chronic pain, all these bits and bobs, you know, because I feel insecure about that. But when I'm Hallie, I can kind of own it a bit more, I suppose, and speak about it better. So yeah, I'm glad that, you know, you're noticing that I do talk about it and stuff, and I want to talk about it more as well, you know.
Yeah,
and I will.
It definitely is connecting with people, which is always a positive, whether it be through music, poetry, whatever it can be. If it opens up a discussion about mental health, I think it is very, very important, and you're doing that very, very well. Just before we finish up, Hallie, I said at the start that you've started 2022 with a bang, coming in with a new single on the 4th of January. Is that a sign of other things to come then throughout the year? What have you got planned for 2022?
2022 is going to be full on. I have music videos, more singles. Like, there's going to be singles like every month or two, you know. Also, I'm in the process of doing an EP and an album as well. I'm filming a documentary of my journey because I have end stage jaw joint degenerative disease from my mental health. Like, I just want to say that mental health, depression, anxiety, BPD, panic disorders, panic attacks, like, all of that is so physical. Like, mental health is so physical, and it literally broke my body down to, it did irreparable damage, like, you know. So finding out that I would always kind of, like, I wouldn't be able to get my jaw replacements and my mobility, and I'm always going to be in pain, talking, singing, doing what I love. Like, there's no distracting from it. There's no tablet that can actually give me proper pain relief either, you know. And I was really hit or miss. I nearly gave up, you know, a couple of months ago when I found out that news, because I thought, look, I'm kind of blacklisted. I felt like the universe was saying, look, you just better pack this in. But I just said, like, I have had such support from people that listen to my music and my family, obviously, and everything. And I took time, and I decided, no, I can't not do this. This is my purpose. This is why I'm here. If I don't do this, I don't know where I belong. I'm taking life by the horns, I think. Is that the right phrase?
I think so.
I'm going to go hell for leather, and it's my passion. It's what gives me purpose. And look, it hurts like hell all the time, but I'd rather be doing it hurting like hell than not doing it at all, you know?
Yeah,
and I don't
absolutely
want to let it stop me, and I want people to know that there's no one way in music, and you can find your own path. There's room for everybody. It doesn't have to be cookie cutter, you know. I just really want to give people hope that feel like they can't pursue what they love because they have struggles or pain or challenges or, you know, that kind of thing. So yeah, thank you for letting me speak a lot about that there today.
No problem.
That means a lot.
Yeah, you've absolutely articulated that so well, and no doubt it has struck a chord with people listening to the programme this evening. You have 5 singles out, which I've played all 5 of them on the programme over the last couple of years because your music is brilliant. I just want to run through them. People can check them out on the likes of Spotify and other streaming platforms. Remedy, Familiar Place, Waves, Circles, and the one that we're going to play on the programme tonight, Impact, which is the latest single from Hallie, come out at the start of this month, and no doubt much, much more to come over the course of 2022. She's from Enniscorthy in Wexford, and you can check her out on social media and everything. Hallie, it's been great talking to you. First time having you on the programme, and we'll have you back, no doubt.
Thank you, and there'll be a music video to follow for Impact within the next couple of weeks. Thanks, Owen. Thank you so, so much, guys. Thanks.